Penguin Random House Audio presents American Dialogue, The Founders and Us, by Joseph J. Ellis, read for you by Arthur Morey. In memory of Elting Morrison, who trusted his questions and his students with a graceful patience I always admired but never achieved. This is probably all one can ask of history, and the history of ideas in particular, not to resolve issues, but to raise the level of the debate. Albert O. Hirschman, The Passions and the Interests, Arguments for Capitalism Before Its Triumph, 1977. So we beat on, boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby, 1925. Preface. My self-evident truth. History is always unfinished in the sense that the future always uses its past in new ways. Peter Gay, Style in History, 1974. Self-evident truths are especially alluring because, by definition, no one needs to explain why they are true. The most famous example of this lovely paradox, which gave the term its name, is the second paragraph in the Declaration of Independence. That is, we hold these truths to be self-evident, where Thomas Jefferson surreptitiously embedded the creedal statement of the American promise. The ironies abound, since Jefferson almost certainly did not know he was drafting.